Imagine loving your life after 50 and feeling energized and excited about your future. Welcome to the Women in the Middle podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to figure out what they want and create the life they deserve. Here's your host and master certified life coach, Susie Rosenstein.
Hey there. Today we're talking about my new podcast, Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, the reality of running a business after 50. Let's go. Welcome back to the podcast, Women in the Middle, with over 1 million downloads and counting. I'm your host, Susie Rosenstein, your master certified coach, midlife mentor, and I am so glad to be here with you again. I am super excited to share some big news. My new podcast, Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, is launching today. Today, that is, if you're listening in real time. That is March 7th, 2024. If it's any time after that, check it out. It's launched. Today's podcast episode is about the new show, Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, and also what it took to launch it today, because basically what this story of the podcast launch delay is all about is exactly what the new podcast is all about. There was a delay in launching this, and it was all because of midlife issues getting in the way of how I wanted to run my business. So I'm going to tell you all about what happened. And, you know, it's like a bit of an inside scoop, a behind the scenes type of thing. But first, I want to tell you about the new podcast. I'm excited because I get to shine a huge spotlight on amazing women over 50 out there who are up to their ears in business and midlife challenges. Basically, the new show is about the reality of running a business after 50. So we're going to take a deep dive into what it's really like to be actively navigating classic midlife challenges when you're also trying to run your business. Like, we're going to be pulling back that curtain. I like to think of it as a curtain. Just pulling it back. We're not just going to be peeking in. We're going to be diving in, and we're really talking about what's going on. Now, as a listener of this podcast, Women in the Middle, you probably know that this podcast has been around for years now, since 2017. And I've met and heard from so many amazing women about the trials and tribulations and exciting opportunities in midlife. And you have met them too, here as guests. I do about 50% guests and 50% solo episodes on the Women in the Middle on this podcast. And the reason I'm mentioning all of this now is because the experience for me of hosting this podcast this long has helped me realize how Herculean it is to be a woman over 50 and also an entrepreneur. And I've been an entrepreneur now full-time for about 10 years, so I totally get it. Like, seriously, midlife entrepreneurs deserve to be running around with a superhero cape. That's what I think. Being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. You've heard me say that a million times. And when you throw in the midlife stuff or crap or issues or challenges or whatever you want to call it, what it's really like to run a business in midlife, it can become really challenging. There's so much stuff that comes up. And it's not just life. It's a lot of it is just really related to this age and stage. So a lot of stuff's coming up and it's challenging, but it's also rewarding and fulfilling and exciting. And it is so interesting. No 2 days are the same. I started to feel like we as midlife women committed to the entrepreneurial lifestyle. I was thinking, like, you know, we need to talk more about it. So here we go. This is what the Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs Show is all about. So if you're listening right now as a midlife woman, 50 plus, who's an entrepreneur or business owner, this new podcast is especially for you. And you know, you don't even need to be 50 plus to get a lot of the gems, the goodness from the new podcast. But it's really speaking to exactly that, what's going on. Here's a bit of the backstory about how I came to this decision to launch a second podcast, because you might even be thinking, what are you talking about, another podcast? Is anything going to happen to this podcast? And the answer is no. This podcast remains. Women in the Middle is here to stay. This is a second podcast, like a sister podcast, called Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs. So I had a little bit of an epiphany last year. I realized I was getting the majority of my clients from the Women in the Middle podcast. And that makes sense. When we listen to podcasts, we feel very close and connected to the podcast hosts, if there's a good fit there for us, right? So I just, you know, I was trying to get more on top of my numbers. And I asked people where they hear about the podcast when they come into my free group in Facebook. So I was tracking this data for a while, and it was very obvious. Also, when people book a free call, I ask them, and I started to track it and organize it, and I could really see. In fact, this podcast was actually the most valuable asset in my business, other than my coaching, obviously. But I started to really appreciate, you know, it's so easy to just get caught up in the busyness and the scheduling and whatever to really take a high-level look at what's going on. So I'm a midlife transition coach who helps women over 50 get crystal clear about what they want so they can create a roadmap to a more fun, meaningful, and regret-free next chapter. That's what I'm all about. So in terms of content and reach and the best way for listeners to develop a relationship with me and my coaching, the podcast was really doing a great job helping me connect with the women who want to grow forward like this. Amazing. I mean, I was such a late adopter to the whole podcast thing. It just cracks me up. Anyway, like I mentioned, I'd been at the podcasting thing for a while, and Women in the Middle had gotten pretty popular. Like, I don't know if you follow this kind of stuff, but as of today, it hovers between the top 0.5% and 1% of all podcasts globally, and has over 1.7 million downloads. Like, that's a lot. And it's kind of surprising because I didn't even know how to track it for the longest time. This really is kind of shocking to me, and I am proud of it because I started from zero. I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't use advertising or anything like that in a direct way. So, you know, it's working, and I'm helping lots of midlife women get unstuck and clear and excited about their lives again. And I'm so grateful to you when you send me an email and reach out to me and tell me specifically how the content in the podcast has helped you. It warms my heart, and it really helps me just understand more of what's going on with you. So having this realization about the way the podcast was actually helping me help women really made me think about my business, about the podcast, about all of it. And I just knew enough people weren't talking about the reality of the challenge of being an entrepreneur at this age. And I felt uniquely positioned to help. Like, once you give yourself a chance to step back and really think about what is going on. So when you think about it in your life, which is the type of work I do, what's going on? Do you know what your priorities are? Do you know, like, can you really see clearly what's going on and what it is that you want? So last year, I really worked on that. And a lot of it had to do with getting reacquainted or acquainted with some numbers, some statistics. But I started to see that I was uniquely positioned to help. So while I was taking a look at my business, I also realized that many of my clients were also entrepreneurs or business owners. So I had been coaching quite a bit in this area. Overall, like I said, and like you know, my work is about mindfulness when it comes to clarity, transitions, priorities, accountability, and intentionality at this age and stage of life. And when midlife looms large in one way or another, entrepreneur or not, I know that you know that it can get in the way sometimes and create both obstacles and opportunities. But when you're in it, it often just feels like the obstacles are in the majority, right? And the obstacles are winning a lot of the time. Sometimes the obstacles actually feel like landmines to me. It's like, oh my God, careful where you step or turn. Some scary midlife thing is lurking around the corner and it's going to get you. Honestly, I think that way sometimes. I feel that way sometimes. So whatever it is, a landmine or a hiccup, the thing it all has in common is that you're sailing along, having birthdays, establishing your career, raising a family, this kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, as if there were no warning, you are smack dab in a different, often complicated phase of life. And when you're an entrepreneur, your lens is a little bit different because your entrepreneurial mindset is also a little bit different. And you have some, you know, unique to entrepreneurs situations around you that you have to deal with, that you have to think about. So here's what I mean. Like, menopause or perimenopause might be affecting you and you're not showing up the way you usually do. Your energy is off and affecting the way you work best, like your schedules and what you want to do at a certain time of day. Sleep is an issue and creating havoc in your life. You're gearing up as your friends and family are gearing down, perhaps even retiring. Your empty nest situation changes. The kids leave, the kids come back, and it affects you and perhaps your home office, your home routines with your business. You love being a grandparent, but your availability and perhaps interest in a commitment to childcare doesn't match what your adult kids were hoping for. Maybe you realize you could have a laptop lifestyle with your business, but you feel guilty about putting yourself first like this in lots of different ways. Maybe taking care of and supporting your aging parents can be going on for you, and that is really challenging. And so on. There's like a million things. And like I mentioned, these issues are common in midlife. And of course, if you're working, you have to deal with some of this stuff too. But if you're an entrepreneur and business owner and in midlife, it can have a few extra and complex wrinkles to sort out. It's just like a little bit of a different thing. Now, when I worked in public health and education for almost 30 years, I always had generous paid sick leave. And as an entrepreneur, not so much. So that's just one little difference. And so you can see that you have the flexibility, but these situations tend to play out a little differently for you as the one in charge. Sometimes you have the flexibility, not all the time, but you know what I mean. So the deeper I got into midlife, and I'm 60 at the time of this recording, I got to thinking, how can I help women in the middle even more going forward? What else can I do or create that will really make a difference? And it came to me. I needed to marry the two. And that's where the idea came from to create another podcast for midlife women who are entrepreneurs. Basically, two cool parts of my business are getting married and having a baby, yes, at our age. And it's called Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs. Now, this new show will be like a sister show to the Women in the Middle podcast. As I mentioned, Women in the Middle isn't going anywhere. The Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs show is focused on what's really going on in midlife as an entrepreneur while you're in it, actively navigating through and dealing with the obstacles, not just after you get unstuck and through the midlife muck. Both stories are compelling. All of this experience is so important to share. If you're familiar with my work, you probably get what I mean. The guests on this podcast are usually over the hump of midlife stuckness and confusion, and now they have clarity, and they've made a big change, and they share their insights and big lessons with you. The new podcast is different. The interviews are with women 50 plus who are successful entrepreneurs or business owners, like they're doing the thing. And we'll be talking about my guests' entrepreneurial journey, their business, what's going really well, and also what midlife issues might be getting in the way and are challenging for them in life and as an entrepreneur. So we'll be focusing on what the experience is really like to be over 50 and running a business. And as I mentioned, we're going to be talking more about this in a few minutes. This is exactly what happened to me as I was trying to launch this new show. But I digress, but oh my God, it was a lot. So on the Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, you're going to hear personal, authentic experiences and the success and challenges that my guests have experienced as an entrepreneur in midlife. My goals on the show are to highlight the real challenges that are faced as midlife entrepreneurs, especially when they're trying to follow their entrepreneurial dream. Sometimes they've lost track of who they are and what they want because they haven't checked in with their actual dreams in decades. You just get too busy and you just get into the whole autopilot thing and you're doing it and you're going forward and all of that. Or they're so busy dealing with midlife issues that they feel like they've lost control of focusing on their own priorities. Very, very common. You will recognize the challenges for sure. You will totally identify with the stories, as well as giving you an unfiltered behind the scenes look at what's really going on as a woman in the middle. We're also going to be diving into the current and very real challenges that these extraordinary women are facing, not just in business, but in their lives overall. And what's also really exciting is that we're going to cover some of the best ways to solve these problems, like how these women have dealt with it, and great ideas to help you go forward and love your life again after 50, because you'll have way more perspective, strategies, and tools to deal with all of it. It's very, very inspirational. So you might be wondering, what are the topics we're going to discuss on the show? Well, because my guests are from a wide variety of business, both online and bricks and mortar, you are going to hear a lot of experiences and examples and perspectives. On the show, my guests are breaking down exactly what's worked for them and what hasn't, what helps and what doesn't, and what keeps them stuck and what helped them move forward and what may be still keeping them stuck as busy, successful entrepreneurs. This includes some of the, you know, the stuff you're very familiar with, work-life balance, self-care, changing priorities, caring for elderly parents, self-accountability, relationships, including emptiness stuff, menopause, mindset about aging, and feeling fulfilled professionally and personally. This is all part of the entrepreneurial experience for women our age, and you don't even have to be an entrepreneur to get a lot out of these experiences. So as I mentioned, the goal of the Women in the Middle Entrepreneur Show is to celebrate the intersection of your personal life and your entrepreneurial journey as a woman over 50. We're talking about the challenges, opportunities, and also the surprises going on as an entrepreneur when you're figuring out how to make it all work so that you can continue to be happy. I'm asking the guests what they've noticed about being an older and wiser woman in the entrepreneurial space, if it's affected them, if it has, how so, and you're going to love hearing those insights. And of course, we're also going into what my guests are focusing on that they are, you know, excited about in their life and their business. I just loved these interviews. I've done so many of them and they are really, really great. I'm so excited to have you dive in. So you can really get a sense of the focus of this new podcast. It's all about getting real, really getting real. What is going on behind the scenes? Not just your forward-facing webpage that looks all perfect, or what you tell your friends when you're out for coffee and they ask you how it's going. This is why the stories you will hear are so inspiring. The Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs podcast delves into the very real challenges you face as a midlife entrepreneur today. This is such a big deal in midlife, especially when you're looking at your business and your life together, as well, your perspective about the impact of your age on these challenges is so important. So what do you think? Sounds pretty good, right? I am very excited about this. I hope you can hear it in my voice, especially when I think about my own entrepreneurial journey. I wanted to be an entrepreneur since I was about 12 years old. I want to provide a platform to talk about all of this more. For the launch today, going to iTunes is best. So if you have an iPhone, head over to iTunes, search for Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, and subscribe, rate, and review there. You'll find it there now. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your favorite podcast app, like maybe Spotify, and you'll find it there. And of course, there's always my website, SusieRosenstein.com. Okay, now I know you're curious about what the heck happened in my midlife situation that created my launch schedule, so we're going to pull back the curtain and I'm going to share some of those gory details with you because it's a classic midlife story. My original plan was to launch this new podcast 8 or 9 months ago. Several big things came up that pushed the launch out. The first thing was related to COVID. I'm in Canada, but most of my extended family lives in the States. So believe it or not, between college graduations, kids' schedules, and of course my kids are young adults, our schedules, illnesses, cancer treatment protocols and surgeries in my extended family, and COVID travel restrictions between the U.S. and Canada, that all meant that it had been several years since my family here had visited my family there. Several years. It just kept dragging on more than 3 years. This is an outrageous amount of time. My husband and I had gotten home for a visit last year, but not my 20-something young adults. In late spring of 2023, I gave up the hope of a complete family visit with my family of five. So I made an announcement that I was going to go and I would take whatever kids were available. Whoever was available, we would go. And I got two. So two of them came with me and we went and it was a great visit. But on the 500 mile drive home and back, I injured myself from sitting and driving. This was the first time this has ever happened. A bit of a surprise. I'm like, oh great, I'm 60 now. This kind of stuff is going to happen because I had a butt injury. Can you believe it? From just sitting. It was very painful and it required some treatment. Fortunately, equally painful massage took care of it over a 2-month period, but I could not believe that that happened. More midlife fun and games, injury, illness, young adults living and studying in different places on different schedules. It went on and on. I didn't want to leave my third kid out, so I scheduled another trip home, and again, two kids were available. Worried about re-injuring myself, I went armed with a seat and back cushion and got one kid to share in the driving. Thankfully, it was a great visit. I was fine until the last 3 hours where there was tons of traffic and I just could not do it. I could feel the pain coming on again. So anyway, a lot of extra vacation that was required to do this. And I didn't, you know, have it planned. Like a lot of times when you have vacation planned, you have it planned in advance. This wasn't that much advance. Like I was really feeling kind of desperate to get my family together and to visit because there was just so much going on. So it was challenging as an entrepreneur, and all that stuff going on with people in my family who are also aging, and these illnesses, and just like, so I don't want to exaggerate, but there was so much going on. Anyway, more time goes by. The podcast wasn't launched yet. I decided it was the perfect time, though, to give myself some grace and the self-care that was needed. Now, I know as a listener, you're thinking, obviously, but I was so in it. I was so frustrated because I had been really trying to launch this thing, but just so much was going on. I kept setting dates and changing them. Fortunately, I just had a feeling I shouldn't be telling too many people about a launch date because I just felt like it wasn't a good idea that something was going to come up. So, like I said, I just kept changing them, even the most recent podcast launch date, which was supposed to be last week. Again, many opportunities to manage my mind, calm down my perfectionistic tendencies, and be nice to myself the way I would advise a dear friend or loved one. I know you can relate. If you are a regular listener, you know that I recently hosted a cruise retreat, which left from Fort Lauderdale in Florida, which was amazing. But just like last year, when I traveled to celebrate my 60th birthday with the gray whales in Mexico, I got COVID after my trip. Recovery took a bit longer this time, and I was dealing with some very noticeable and strange dizziness. And then, this was in the last 2 weeks, and then last week, I had something really scary happen. The week of the supposed launch, we had a carbon monoxide scare in the house that resulted in shutting down the furnace in Toronto in February, brr, and replacing it. Yes, no heat in February. Well, not the whole month, but you know what I mean. And that explains the dizziness. Probably wasn't post-COVID side effects after all, because now it's gone, which means it was likely a touch of carbon monoxide poisoning. My friends, it was super scary and a lot to get my head around because it was a very, very dangerous close call for the humans and the pets living in my house. So even once the COVID, not the COVID, well, yeah, once the COVID and the carbon monoxide left the building, I was freaked out. And then it was very, like, I just felt shaky that something so scary happened. It was a close call. So all this to say, no launch again last week. Midlife happens. And I took care of myself the way I wanted to. So many times we manufacture stress and deadlines that are more flexible than we tend to believe. Like, we think we have to do it this way, and we don't. So yes, I was disappointed that getting this new podcast out there took longer than I wanted. Yes, I'm sure there are some guests that are wondering about how serious I was about getting the podcast done, and they're probably also a little bit disappointed. But the irony is that this kind of reality is what this show is all about, right? What really goes on when you're a woman over 50 who's also an entrepreneur, when midlife hiccups and challenges come up and you can't run your business the way you want to. But the other part of this important idea is, how well do you prioritize running your life the way you want to when you're a midlife entrepreneur? That's a big one. And it's a core part of the new Women in the Middle Entrepreneur Show. So we are going in. To wrap things up here, life in your 50s doesn't have to be about watching your life pass you by as you're trying to cope with and avoid midlife landmines. Learning how to cope with them in a way that honors your big picture priorities is a great way to go. A desirable goal. Big stuff is bound to come up in midlife. So it's really important to remember that being an entrepreneur isn't a walk in the park. If you're an entrepreneur or have entrepreneurs in your life, you know this firsthand. There will be ups and there will be downs. There'll be more ups and more downs. And then you'll probably create some more amazing ups. You don't have to feel overwhelmed, stuck with things you can't control, and fearful of regrets forever. And this, my friend, is one of the reasons I am so charged up as a midlife coach. I have never met more amazing women in my life. I know I say amazing a lot, but seriously, it's not easy being an entrepreneur at all, let alone a midlife woman who is an entrepreneur. As you probably know, though, Your mindset is behind all of it. You have the potential to get better and better about learning to think on purpose, learning how to create the lifestyle and business that you want. It's your time to learn and sometimes relearn how to put yourself first again, just like I had to do this past year, even last week, with that crazy but real story I shared about my never-ending launch plans. But you really have to satisfy your need to grow and ultimately to embrace your power to create a life that you love. It's totally possible. One thought and one midlife challenge at a time. So don't forget to check out the new podcast, Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs. There's some great content already uploaded and waiting for you. Even quick little teasers to get a taste of what the new show has in store for you. If you're listening in real time on launch day, if you have time to head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and listen to a couple of teasers or an episode, that would really help the launch. iTunes reviews are great too. And as always, thank you so much for your support. Okay, that is it for this episode. As you know, my focus as your midlife coach is to help you get unstuck, clear, and excited about your life again. It is super important to learn to think on purpose. It changes everything for you. So ask yourself, are you ready to do this? Do you know how to do this? Because if you are, I'm all in to help you do it. If you're ready to change your life and learn the skills to unstick yourself with some masterful coaching, a top-notch curriculum, an infusion of creativity, and a warm, fun, and awesome community of like-minded women, let's talk about it. I would love to help you get unstuck and be happier and more fulfilled than ever before. So go ahead and book your momentum call at www.womeninthemiddleacademy.com. For show notes and links, head over to www.susierosenstein.com and click the podcast tab and look for episode 346. You will also see links there for the new show, Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs. Thanks so much for listening. It's time for you to put yourself first, one thought at a time. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.